Hello, Audio Boomland. I thought I'd do an audio boo because I've got back from Folkestone and I can't be bothered to open up Hell's Kitchen. So I have ordered from the Hungry House app on my iPhone. And I've gone for a takeaway place called Oh Burger. If you say it quickly, it could sound like something else, but it's Oh! Exclamation Burger. Oh! Burger! Anyway, they're supposed to be gourmet-style burgers, and it arrived in pretty good time, really. So, that's one plus point, probably about half an hour from placing the order on the app. I ordered a mature cheddar Oh Burger, which is like a 6 ounce beef patty filled with cheddar cheese and crispy bacon, and I also ordered extra onions on the top, a portion of chips and a pot of aioli, which is like a nice garlicky mayonnaise so I can dip my chips in. And I don't care if anyone says yuck, I'm the one who's eating it, not them. Okay, so it's arrived and I'm just going to open it all up, and I'm actually going to put it on a plate and be nice and civilised. So we have a tub of sauce, a plastic pot, just the usual plastic pot with the lid, quite a decent size one. And let's have a little dip in and see what it tastes like. Ooh, that is very, very garlicky. Okay, so the burger. The burger came in one of those paper bags with a shiny inside, like a sort of foil inside. Then there's a polystyrene, sort of styrofoam square container with a lid. And inside that, the burger is actually wrapped up in paper. So I'm going to take it out. It is huge. I don't know if it's going to hold together. It might collapse, but that's all right. I'm just going to flip all the bits from the paper onto the plate. It's pretty tall. Oops, his head's just fallen off. I mean, the lid's just fallen off already, so it doesn't matter. I'll see if I can balance the lid back on. But it's very well wrapped, though, which is a good thing. Oh, sugar. There's lettuce has just fallen out. I must admit, there's quite a bit of lettuce, which I don't mind a couple of leaves on a burger, but there's quite a lot here, so that's a little bit of a downside. Right, I'm going to wash my hands and see what the chips are like. Will they be nice big fat chips or skinny fries? I always think of fries as being skinny and chips as being fat. I'm sure there are some people from across the pond who will beg to differ, but that's my reasoning. And in the long run, as long as they taste nice, who cares what they're called? They are also in a square polystyrene sort of container, but not in a silver-lined bag. And they are quite fat. Not bad. They're not like chip shop chips, but they are quite chunky. They actually do taste a little bit like frozen chips, but they're not bad. And there is a good amount of them. So my plate here is well filled. Now, this is going to be fun to eat this burger. To be honest, I don't think I'm going to be able to hold it in my hands and take a bite out of it. I might have to just dissect it a little to eat it, because it really is pretty tall. It's quite wide as well. I mean, the bun is probably about the size of a CD. There is a little bit too much lettuce for my liking, but that's not the big issue. So I'll eat this lettuce leaf, and then I might be able to actually get me laughing gear around the burger, as it were. Okay, I have managed to pick it up. You do definitely need both hands to hold this. It's probably about 3 inches tall, so reasonably tall. But the patty is about 6 ounces, so it's a good size. That's not bad. Okay, right. I am going to have a little nibble of my burger and chips. It does taste quite nice, and I like the aioli sauce. It's nice and thick and very garlicky, and there are like little pieces of garlic in it, so they've finely chopped the garlic, and it's nice to dip the chips in. It's probably a very naughty thing to eat, but because I've been travelling from Folkestone, I sometimes can't be bothered to cook when I get home. So this is my treat. It's doesn't hold together really well. I think if they'd toasted the bun, that might have helped, but it does taste nice. And the burger's got a nice sort of char-grilled flavour to it. And there is bacon and cheese, and it's nice bacon, not the greasy, fatty, wobbly stuff you sometimes get. And cheddar cheese. You can have different kinds of cheeses. They do halloumi, blue cheese, Emmental, Monterey Jack, and you can have other toppings. You can add extra toppings like jalapenos, pineapple, egg, all sorts of things. And then there's these pots of dip you can have. So I do probably about 20 different types of burger, including lamb burger, vegetarian burger and chicken. Different types of chips. And you have sweet potato chips, as well as ordinary potato. And then they just do desserts and drinks. So it's quite basic, but it's rather good, actually. I'm very impressed. So, I'm going to wash my hands and end this audio boom. I don't know if I can get used to the name audio boom, but I'm not having too many problems using this at the moment, this new app. So, I'm going to wash my paws and sign off and go and enjoy the rest of this giant burger and chips. Altogether, it cost £15, and you're probably thinking that is expensive. And yes, it is, but it's not like I'm going to be eating this every